Welcome back to His Time. I'm Eddie Bates. It is Wednesday, August 12th, 7:46 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Jim Buckman. Good morning, Pastor Buckman.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Welcome back to His Time. Good to have some time to talk with you this morning and chat about how the Lord has placed you in a number of places to serve. Last time we talked, you were working on a project to round up, I believe, catechisms and hymnals for our military chaplains. How is that going?
That has gone very well. Last year, at this time, I was coming back from deployment, and God had really blessed that effort to distribute catechisms to our service members. By God's grace, we distributed over 3,000 hardbound copies of catechisms to service members and their loved ones. And then we also placed 600 LSBs in chapels throughout the Middle East. So that was just very exciting. And it was great to share that great resource with lots and lots of families.
Outstanding. Well, thanks be to God for all of those resources provided to support our military, our servicemen and servicewomen. And thanks for your efforts in organizing that so that we could place the catechisms and the Lutheran service book in their hands to support them as they serve so willingly in all those places that quite often are in harm's way, but to serve to protect us and the freedom that the Lord has given us.
It's a privilege to be able to do it.
Well, you mentioned you were coming back from deployment at the time. Tell us about the ministry that the Lord has given you. You've served as a chaplain, chaplain major, Jim Buckman, right?
Yes, and by God's grace, I just got promoted to lieutenant colonel.
Congratulations.
So that's pretty exciting. And then this year, unexpectedly, but I was chosen to be the 2015 Chaplain of the Year for the National Guard, for the Army and the Air Force Chaplains. And I'll be getting that award here in October. And so just proud to be an LCMS chaplain and receive that award. And just want to say thank you to all the people who helped make that happen. With supporting the ministry.
And where does the Lord have you serving today?
So I am a network-supported missionary, and what my focus is, I help churches develop prayer ministry and plant house churches. And by God's grace, this year I developed a prayer app that you can use on your smartphone, tablet, you know, whatever device you use. And the name of the app is I Pray You. So it's I Pray like iPhone, mm-hmm. and then you like university. It's a free app. And the purpose of I Pray You is to give our church members a very practical, modern technological tool to take prayer requests that they learn of during the week and then enter those prayer requests into their church's prayer ministry database. The pastor receives a immediate email automatically when the prayer request is entered, and then the prayer ministry database is updated and automatically. And so then the church prayer ministry team knows how to pray for these prayer requests that come in. And then the church also has a chance to look and see what are the opportunities that God is providing for us to serve our neighbor. And then through prayer, love our neighbor, care for our neighbor in ways that our neighbor has requested and is looking for the church to help them. And so then what happens through that then is gradually the ministry of a local congregation becomes more prayer-based and prayer-focused as opposed to maybe being program-based and program-focused.
So developing this app, where did I'm sure that takes some time. Where did your idea begin, and how did you see it from idea to an actual app in the hands of people?
So prayer has been just a passion for me. You know, and as Lutherans, we say that prayer is the sixth mark of the church, and it's the sixth mark of believers. And, you know, Luther also said, you know, in that really nice little thing that he sent to Peter the barber, he said that there's prayer is the most difficult, task of a Christian. And, you know, and so the idea really came out of trying to help churches and our members develop their prayer ministry, and seeing that there was something that was needed that would help our members, just in a practical way, turn prayer into care. And, you know, apps, smartphones, this is just, everybody's using this stuff. And I thought, you know, there has to be a way to do this with prayer. And as I was working with churches, I've been doing this for about 6.5 years now. And as I've been working with churches and members, you know, trying to help develop this within our congregations, that's just really where, you know, God gave me the idea, was just through this calling of serving in this way.
Well, thanks be to God for this opportunity and using a technology, using things that the resources that God has given us, especially that are so useful in today's culture, that we're so inclined to use. We're inclined to use technology in this way. We're inclined to use apps. And so thanks for taking the time to pour yourself into this and make this resource available to us, to our congregations, to individuals. Now, you've been working in the New Jersey district as helping plant mission congregations, mission churches. Tell us a little bit about that work.
Yeah, you bet. So what we're using is the house church model, and basically what we're doing is working through established congregations to plant new worshiping communities. And they might meet in people's homes or they might meet in other locations. And we're doing this in urban areas, suburban, and also rural. And basically, the idea is just like we see in the New Testament where Jesus sends out the disciples two by two and he tells them, you know, go into the towns and villages ahead of you. You know, if your peace rests upon a house, remain there, and then, you know, do your ministry through that house. And so that's what I help our local churches, our established LCMS churches, do, is under the supervision of their regularly called and ordained pastor, is to establish new worshiping communities. And, it's very cost effective, because you don't have a lot of the costs that are associated with a more traditional way of planting a new congregation, worshiping community. And also it's very effective in a culturally diverse community or area as well, where you have a lot of people from different countries, speak different languages, different cultures. So it actually leverages those relationships and gives the pastor a way to multiply his work through the priesthood of the baptized.
Tell me about some of the people you've met along the way as you've helped start or train those for these house churches.
You bet. So last Saturday, I was working with training 7 different house church planters in Newark. They're from 4 different countries, Kenya, Ghana, Liberia, and Guyana in South America. And they're 7 great guys and very dedicated. You know, our immigrants are some of the hardest working people you'll meet. Many of these immigrants work 2 full-time jobs, and they still find the time to come together for this training. And so Saturday I was with them for 8 hours. We started at 8:30 in the morning, and we take half an hour for lunch and go all the way into the afternoon. And they are just very dedicated. They want to, you know, help spread the gospel. They want to share our Lutheran teaching. They want to help plant LCMS congregations in among people who are not being reached right now. And I'm inspired by them, by working with them, because they make tremendous sacrifices. A lot of our immigrants, you know, are separated. They have their family, their wives and children may be back home in the country that they're from, because that's just when you're immigrating, you know, into this country and you're doing things the way you're supposed to, it takes a while for this to happen. It's just part of the sacrifice, but they have that commitment to doing things the right way, and they want to, at the same time, they also have a commitment to Christ, and they want the gospel to be proclaimed among these people. And so it's very interesting. It's very simple. You know, you're talking about meeting in apartments or very simple homes, and people just gathering their friends, their families, their neighbors, and sharing the gospel with them. So like in the city of Newark, there are 350,000 people, and we have one LCMS congregation there, and it worships about 50 people on a typical Sunday morning. And so, you know, northern Newark is primarily Spanish-speaking. Southern Newark, the Ironbound section, is primarily Portuguese-speaking. And so the house church model is the way that we are reaching into these communities. A big piece of this is reaching out through prayer. So we had a short-term mission team here from St. Louis, from Bellefontaine Neighbors Grace Chapel. Michael Cahey, just give a little shout-out to him. He brought, good grief, was it 47 people on this short-term mission team, and we went prayer walking in the streets of Newark there. And it was really neat because all the kids had the I Pray You app on their smartphones, and so then the pastor was able to watch on his computer literally in real time as the kids are prayer walking the neighborhoods there, the prayer requests that they're coming in real time on the church's prayer ministry database. And they connected with about 140 homes there when they did that.
And thanks be to God.
That's
great. Well, and unfortunately, we're all out of time. But Pastor Buckman, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning about the work that you're doing in the New Jersey district. And again, the app, the I Pray You app. Is that correct?
That's correct. I Pray You.
Thanks so much. God's blessings.
You too.
Bye now.